Chris, Mick, delighted to get speaking to you. Delighted to have you back in Donegal. We're here as part of the Toyota Gazoo Racing Test on the Irish Rally 2. You've been here for a couple of days. Tell us what the experience has been like.
It's been good, actually. To be honest, everyone knows my wife, Danielle Duddy, from Legend Mark Award. I travelled this road up past through Glenfinn. I think I've done a million kilometres up and down this road. And here we are, just in over the hedge, testing my Toyota World Rally Team. So it's nice to be in home turf. As you know, it's a long time since I've done a rally in Ireland. Yes, I've done the Killarney Historics last year in the M3, but I think, by my recollection, I think the last time I done a rally in Ireland was 2008, Donegal, which is 18 years ago.
A long time ago.
It used to be only my old man spoke about things happened 18, 20 years ago, but now here I am myself. But delighted to be back on this part of the world. And like everything, we're getting the mix of the weather. It always happens here in Donegal. You never know what way the weather's going to come, and it's been great for us. We ran a day in the dry and then another day in the wet. So, really happy to be back.
Because all this information is key, obviously, to the customer base of Toyota, the Rally 2 guys, and the information that you're giving these guys behind us here and the truck, it's a gold to us.
It is. It's invaluable. You know, I done a lot of test work with Skoda back to the new Skoda Rally 2. So I tested with them for 4 years, and Skoda, sort of their home base is Czech Republic, where the tarmac is quite bumpy, narrow, potholy, not different than you get in the roads you have here in Donegal. And so their cars, we know, works in that condition. And Toyota have sort of concentrated on the WRC Rally 2 scene, and the most of the tarmac rallies in the World Championship are smooth tarmac, you know, billiard table European roads. So we did want to come here, and the objective for Toyota was to develop the car on this type of road. You know, Donegal roads are unique. You're going through bog roads, the roads are sinking right and left, it's not always even. I think over the last couple of days we definitely have made steps. They came here, there's a team of 30 men here, 11 engineers on laptops looking at every bit of data and stuff, and it's what I've done for years, and it's just brilliant for me to be able to do it in home soil. And I think we've made good steps with the car, you know.
Like I said, young Eamon Kelly here, and we've also got Joe Kelly. This is hugely valuable to them as well, and having this experience of being part of this over the last couple of days is immense for them.
Yeah, I was.
You were that guy, weren't you?
I was a young guy too, and looking for my opportunities. And you know, for these guys to get a run here with us, you know, with the huge team here and the engineering support, and it gives them a lot of confidence, you know, to be able to be asked to come to do it, and it'll bring them on, you know. And it's fantastic for these guys to come along. And at the end of the day, this Yaris Rally 2's Toyota's customer car. For it's the only car allowed to run in national championships around the world. The Rally 1's are solely for the World Championship. So Toyota have to prepare this car not just for a Sebastian Ogier or a Cali Rovanpera. They have to develop this car that it works for everybody across the board. So this is what they do on tests like this. They bring in the local drivers from the region, and they get them to do a few kilometers, and you know, hopefully get used to the car more.
You've been competing in Portugal over the last couple of years, in a Toyota. My next question is going to be, will you be in a Toyota come the third week of June? Is the Donegal International Rally 2026 going to see Chris Meek competing?
Yes. I think we have something over the line. We have a deal over the line to be there in a Toyota Rally 2. The deal was in place last year through Declan Boyle, McCafferty's Pubs. You know, Declan's a relation of mine. Yeah. Well, I know why you call a brother-in-law, but his wife and my wife are sisters. So Declan was keen for me to do it, and he was always at me, come on, we'll try and put things together. So last year we had it in place, and unfortunately Brian Hoy was going to sit with me, and he had the bad accident with Gary Jennings. And they weren't in great shape for a couple of weeks, and that same weekend, unfortunately, the guy Di Roberts was killed in their Jim Clark rally in Scotland. And I phoned around a few other co-drivers as replacement, and nobody was willing to go, just with the rawness of the moment. And I just got a bad feeling, and I pulled the plug on it. And I think I'd done the right thing. You know, I'm a bit older and wiser now, and when you get that gut feeling, you need to stand back, because motorsport, no matter how much experience you have, it's a dangerous game, but that's the excitement in it. So a year's passed, and I think we're going to get the package together, and I think we'll be there in the start line at Donegal.
Okay, who's going to be alongside you?
Liam Regan. Liam Regan sits normally with William Crichton. So Liam's actually driven Donegal Rally himself on his wee historic Skoda. And he co-drove William last year. William was getting on quite well. I think he got Callum Devine down to 4 seconds on the Saturday before he punctured. So yeah, Liam's got recent experience, plus he's driven it, and for me, I like to go with someone who knows the area, knows the terrain, because as you know, and everybody knows, I don't so much, but these roads are unique, and there's patches of shiny tar, there's a hidden stone and a grass verge, and you need somebody with a bit of experience. You can't pick it all up on a recce, so I need somebody to be able to say, you know, watch this place, watch that place. So yeah, Liam's going to be in the notes. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So confirmation that Chris Meek is going to be here. You've been testing this Rally Irish for the last 2 days, and I'm sure that's invaluable when it's going to come to the third week of June.
It's unique the way it's worked out. You know, I never thought the Toyota World Rally Team would be here in Donegal testing a rally car, and to do it now 3-4 weeks out from Donegal Rally, when it'll be my first proper rally in Ireland in 18 years. So it's invaluable kilometres for me. I think we have improved the car in this type of terrain. We've had all the conditions here. We've had bone dry. We've had sunshine, and yesterday is guttery and wet today. So yeah, it's been invaluable for me, and really good preparation for the rally.
Are you going to be here to win?
I never put the helmet on unless there's a chance of winning. So yeah, I think people know me by now for sure. Look, I don't underestimate it. Callum Devine has been, you know, he's been solid as a rock and winning everything. His pace has been incredible. And look, I've been around the world and went to do national rallies. And, you know, guys who spend their lifetime in their home country doing the rallies year in, year out, the knowledge base they build up is incredible. And there's probably bits of stages they're working off muscle memory, you know, where I'll have to explore it for the first time. So I'm under no illusions. These guys on their home terrain are incredibly quick. We've seen the big battle last year when we had Hayden Padden, a guy I know well from the World Championship, and he struggled a bit with the pace, you know, and so I'm under no illusions. For sure, the objective is to try to win, but look, Callum's an incredible driver, and, you know, all the other guys, I don't know all, the entry list is not published, so I don't know who's all doing it, but for sure, it's going to be a huge challenge, but that's what excites me about it. You know, I'm an old dog now, but I still love a challenge. Yeah.
What about the challenges? What sort of stages are you looking forward to? There's a couple of big ones that you know Donegal well. It's like you were here with your dad, so you were when you were a young cub, and now you're going to compete in it. What are the stages that you're looking forward to most?
Well, this is the thing, you know, the roads, the stages of Donegal go in roads you would never ever be on. Like, my wife was obviously originated from Letcher MacAward. I've travelled this road from Dungannon to Letcher. I think I've done 1 million kilometres up and down the road, like I said earlier. So, yeah. And I know the country well. I know the county well. But I haven't never been on these roads. I don't know. So, but they offer a very unique challenge. You know, that when you're on bog roads, like I said, it's unexpected bumps at high speed that you can't necessarily see when you're doing a recce. You know, and that's where hopefully my experience of making pace notes over the years will help. But still, I don't underestimate it. It's going to be a huge challenge. There's going to be corners with gravel pulled out. We all know the weather. It can throw anything at us. So, yeah, it's going to take every ounce of my ability to be even challenge. But that's what I like. I like a challenge, you know.
Did you get up Knockgala? Did you manage to get a fire Knockgala last time?
I did. I think there's still a wee video on YouTube, a real fuzzy one from Charlie McGuckin Microcam back in the day, of me and the Renault Clio Super 1600. So, yeah, I remember bits and pieces. Actually, this bit of road we're on today up here in the back of Glenfinn, this was a stage in that rally in 2008.
Yeah, so probably the Friday, yeah.
Aye, on the Friday. But the rally was cancelled that year. Obviously, Elfin Evans, unfortunately, touched a spectator. And that's one thing I want to say. Spectators in this rally are incredible. It's one of the biggest events in Ireland. But please, everybody, keep their place in the right place. You never know the speeds these cars are doing nowadays. One wheel out of line, it can travel half a mile down the field. You know, you're not safe. Poor people think you're safe. So, but still, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a big challenge. It's a 3-day rally. It's like a World Championship rally. It's near 300 kilometers. So, yeah, in that respect, it's a long time since I done a World Championship rally. So, yeah, looking forward to the challenge.